Hi, welcome to this podcast brought to you by Medicom Medical Publishers. My name is Dr. Rachel Giles, and I'll be talking about some of the really interesting abstracts that were presented at the International Society on Thrombosis and Hemostasis, held from the 12th through the 14th of July, 2020. There was an interesting retrospective study from a French group, which was presented by Dr. Mustafa, who looked at a series of 525 patients with either venous thromboembolism or atrial fibrillation, which entered into their emergency department. And they asked the question whether a different bleeding risk occurred between these two different disease areas, and for which they were all receiving oral anticoagulants. And they wanted to make association whether there was a different bleeding risk for patients with atrial fibrillation versus those with thromboembolism. And we know that the use of direct anticoagulants is an integral part in the management of different indications, including both atrial fibrillation and venous thromboembolism. Their use can be associated, of course, with increased bleeding risks and hemorrhagic complications of various flavors. And using the information from the database in this emergency desk department, they performed a retrospective study, and they looked at the 525 patients, and the majority were treated with oral anticoagulants for their atrial fibrillation, and that's 71.6%, and the remaining 28.4% took oral anticoagulants for venous thromboembolism events. Patients with both of these diseases were excluded from the study. So hemorrhagic events occurred in 95 participants during the study, of which 28.4% were treated for venous thromboembolism and 71.6% for atrial fibrillation. So the percentage of hemorrhages was comparable in both indications, 18.4% in the venous thromboembolism group compared with 18.3% in patients with atrial fibrillation. So because the latter, the atrial fibrillation group, was significantly older and had more hypertension and actually experienced more strokes compared with the venous thromboembolism patients, and all those p-values were less than 0.001. In addition, atrial fibrillation patients had a higher incidence of myocardial infarction, were more associated with different treatments, and had a higher hemorrhagic risk score. Despite these striking differences in the two patient populations, a subgroup analysis that compared only those patients with atrial fibrillation that experienced bleedings and venous thromboembolism patients that experienced bleedings showed that the age difference persisted 78.6 years in the group with atrial fibrillation compared with 60.6 in the venous thromboembolism group, and that is a p-value of under 0.001. The authors conclude that although the patients with atrial fibrillation and venous thromboembolism treated with oral anticoagulants show distinct differences, those who experience bleedings do not differ, regardless of the therapeutic indication. Therefore, age should be the main concern with regard to bleeding risk when oral anticoagulants are prescribed.